Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Founder's Pocket Guide Cap Tables by Stephen R. Holland is a short, practical business guide for startup founders who need to understand how ownership is tracked and updated as a company raises money. Centered on the capitalization table, the book explains the core components that appear in most early-stage cap tables and the calculations that connect them. It is designed to be highly visual and example-driven, aiming to demystify jargon that often shows up in fundraising conversations and investor documents. Rather than treating cap tables as an accounting exercise, the guide positions them as a decision tool that helps founders evaluate dilution, plan option pools, and interpret term sheet concepts that affect economics. The scope focuses on common startup situations such as founder share issuance, employee options, angel financing, and venture capital rounds. The result is a compact reference that helps readers build a basic cap table, read one with confidence, and ask better questions before signing financing terms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cap table foundations and why founders need fluency. The book starts from the premise that a cap table is the simplest map of who owns what, but it becomes a negotiation battlefield as soon as outside capital appears. Holland frames cap table literacy as a core founder skill, because it connects legal structure, employee incentives, and investor economics in one place. A founder who can read and update a cap table is better equipped to understand how decisions like creating an option pool or choosing a financing structure change ownership. Outcomes. The guide emphasizes typical inputs that appear in early-stage cap tables, such as authorized shares, issued shares, and different stakeholder buckets like founders, employees, and investors. It also focuses on building intuition for what changes when new shares are issued or reserved. By treating the cap table as a living document rather than a one-time spreadsheet, the book encourages founders to keep it accurate and to use it for planning. This foundation sets up the later examples that show how common fundraising steps translate into updated ownership percentages and fully diluted views. Secondly, building a basic cap table step-by-step from formation onward. A major value of the guide is its stepwise approach to constructing a cap table that mirrors how many startups evolve. It walks readers through the early formation stage, where founders decide on share issuance and establish the initial ownership split. From there, the book extends the table to include an option pool, reflecting how companies typically reserve equity for future hires before or during fundraising. The emphasis is on mechanics, what lines get added, what share counts change, and how to keep a coherent view of ownership as the structure grows. The book uses straightforward examples to show how to represent founders, options, and new investor issuances in a way that keeps calculations consistent. This approach helps founders move from a conceptual understanding to an operational one, where they can maintain a clean table as new stakeholders are introduced. The step-by-step build also highlights common moments when misunderstandings occur, such as confusing reserved options with granted options, or mixing pre-financing and post-financing ownership views. Thirdly, understanding dilution and the fully diluted perspective. Poland places strong emphasis on dilution because it is where founders often feel surprised by outcomes that were predictable from the cap table. The guide explains how ownership percentages change when new shares are issued to investors or when additional equity is set aside for an option pool. It highlights the importance of evaluating the company on a fully diluted basis. A common framing in startup finance that includes shares that are issued plus shares that are reserved or potentially issuable, such as options. By clarifying fully diluted shares outstanding and related terminology, the book helps founders compare scenarios consistently and avoid talking past investors. The visual, example-oriented style is used to make dilution concrete. Readers can see how incremental changes in share count affect each stakeholder's percentage. The discussion also reinforces that dilution is not inherently bad, but it must be understood in context of what the company receives in return, such as capital, expertise, or hiring leverage. The practical payoff is better decision-making when negotiating how large an option pool should be and how to assess the impact of each financing round on founder ownership. Fourthly, common versus preferred shares and the meaning of investor terms. Another central topic is the difference between common and preferred shares and why that distinction matters beyond simple ownership percentage. The guide introduces how venture investors commonly hold preferred stock, while founders and employees typically hold common stock. And it connects that structure to the economic rights that can affect outcomes at exit. Poland also demystifies cap table-related jargon that frequently appears in discussions with angels and venture capital firms. While the book is not positioned as a deep legal treatise, it helps founders recognize that two cap tables with identical percentages can produce different payouts depending on terms attached to preferred shares. It specifically flags concepts like liquidation preference, as items founders should understand when interpreting what a financing round means for eventual proceeds. The goal is to make founders competent readers of the language surrounding fundraising, so they can ask targeted questions and seek appropriate professional advice. By grounding these ideas in cap table representation, the book shows how economic terms and share classes tie back to the spreadsheet founders use to model outcomes. Lastly, modeling typical angel and venture rounds with clear examples. The guide is oriented toward common funding paths and shows how to incorporate outside investment into a cap table in a structured way. It covers scenarios that reflect typical early stage progression, such as adding an angel round and later a venture capital round, and illustrates how each round affects share counts and ownership. The value is less about predicting exact market terms and more about accurately reflecting the mechanical impact of investment on the table. By working through representative inputs like investment amount and negotiated share issuance, the book helps founders connect fundraising decisions to resulting cap table outputs. This supports practical planning, for example, estimating how much equity may be allocated to new investors and how much remains for founders and employees after a round. The example-driven approach also helps founders see why precision matters, since small modeling errors can lead to big misunderstandings in negotiation or due diligence. By the end, readers gain a repeatable method for updating the cap table as new investors enter and as the equity plan evolves, improving preparedness for the documentation and questions that accompany fundraising. In conclusion, Founders Pocket Guide Cap Tables is best suited to startup founders, early employees, and first-time entrepreneurs who are approaching fundraising or who already have a cap table that feels confusing or fragile. It is also useful for operators who need to interpret ownership and dilution without becoming finance specialists. The main benefit is practical fluency readers learn how to assemble a basic cap table, keep it internally consistent, and interpret the most common terms that appear alongside it in investor conversations. That fluency makes it easier to evaluate trade-offs, such as how an option pool changes the fully diluted picture or how issuing new shares impacts each stakeholder's percentage. The book stands out in its category because it is intentionally compact and visually oriented, focusing on the calculations and definitions founders repeatedly encounter rather than broad startup theory. Many entrepreneurship books discuss fundraising at a high level, but fewer provide a focused, example-driven bridge between term sheet language and the spreadsheet founders must maintain. As a result, it works well as a quick reference before meetings with angels or venture investors and as a guide to asking clearer questions when professional legal and financial advice is needed. Readers wanting advanced edge cases may need additional resources, but for essentials, it delivers high leverage clarity. If you would like to support Stephen R. Poland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.